This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Revo, Meg, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good morning. Fantastic.
Excellent. I am so into this councillor, Alan Robinson. How funny is that story? Just went rogue on the Zoom council meeting. I love local council meetings.
I think they tried to rein him in a little bit too, and he's like, nah, not having that.
See, this is almost enough to make me watch it. Like, if I know he's going to be on the next one, I'll be tuning in to see what gold he comes up with.
You'll know he had salmon for dinner. Check it out on Instagram. It's doing the rounds at the moment. We'll play it a bit later for you. I'm into it.
It's very, very funny.
He's like Newcastle's version of Donald Trump.
It's a bit like, it's got a bit of that vibe to it.
What did you just say?
You can't help but just question what went on.
I love the other councillors, like, all in their suits and stuff.
Very
and he's just chowing down on some salmon.
And they've got the media wall at the back as well, and he's just in his kitchen.
Robbo, we're live streaming at the moment.
Just letting you know, didn't seem to bother him at all.
Good stuff. Hey, our Meg Lads versus Lasses is
yes,
up next.
Yes, need one guy, one girl. We're currently... Guys are on 60, the gals are on 58, amazing prize up for grabs as well. A craft beer and barbecue meat pack from Shops and Hops. Each pack contains 8 craft beers, 6 Wagyu patties, 1 kilo of lamb cheese and chive sausages, 1 kilo of lamb loin chops and 4 200 gram beef rumps. A wide range of beer and barbecue packs to suit your cooking style and budget delivered to your door, chopsandhops.com.au. This has been going off all week.
Can I say, amazing prize, and also for the lasses, an amazing comeback this week. 58 to 60.
If we only get two more, we're going to be tired.
A couple more wins, you're up there.
Ladies, if you're confident, 13-10-09. Guys, if you're not so confident, 13-10-09.
All right, we'll do it after Sigala. James Arthur, this is Lasting Lover and your FM, 8 past 6. 20 degrees the top on the coast today. It's 8 degrees at Nobby's right now. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. This is New FM with the Novos. 7 degrees in the valley right now, guys.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yes, it is an amazing prize up for grabs today. A craft beer and barbecue meat pack from Chops and Hops. And all we've got to do is answer the most questions correctly. Lads are currently on 60. The ladies on 58. We are catching up.
Yeah, good job, lads. Ladies.
Technically, it's a good job for you guys.
Good job, lads, as well.
Still winning. Let's not forget
not
that, shall we?
Not for long, my friend. Yeah, not honestly. For long.
Let's go to our lad this morning. His name is Brett from Maryland. He's on his way to work. Good morning, Brett. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Going well, mate. I love when I asked off the air how old you were. You go, in my 40s.
Yeah.
Can we guess your age? Quick game. I think you're 43.
Oh, go, Meg.
I'll
you're
go,
up next.
I'll go 43.
I think 41.
Nowhere near. I'm the other end of the scale.
Okay. Still doesn't want to reveal.
You know
all
what?
Good.
You sound really young, Brett.
Yeah.
I would have guessed like 25 from the phone. All right. Well, let's crack into the questions, man. Of course, the most you get right, of course, better the outcome. Question number one. Multiple choice. Hair toner is normally which colour? Is it pink, grey or purple?
Purple.
Purple is correct. Good job. Very good.
Very confident. I would have never gotten that. Jeez. Straight off the bat.
Question number two. Name one of... Oh, there we go. Thank you. Computer lags. Question two. Name one of the four main character names in the TV series Golden Girls.
Just oh, one, my gosh.
Just one of them.
Dorothy.
Oh.
Oh.
Jeez.
Damn it.
You are a gun at this.
Perfect player, really. Question number three. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize in the year 1903? If you can get this, man, hats off to you.
Yeah, not even going to try.
Marie Curie.
Yes.
That is correct.
Good score, man. Two on the board. Hold the line.
She's basically behind the X-ray and a whole bunch of other stuff, right? Really incredible scientist. All right, it's time to meet Deb up next. How are you this morning?
Very well.
Excellent. Now, look, we did have a very strong competitor from the lads, but you sound confident.
Very.
Excellent. This is good. All right. Question number one for you. What is a Hayabusa? Just roughly, what is it?
A drink?
Oh, good guess. Not it, though. It is a motorcycle. One of the fastest in the world, in fact, the Suzuki. All right, number two. What is the TV show Rust to Riches about?
Success?
Come on. I mean, good guess, but not really. It's about Let's fixing win. Up cars.
Sorry, Deb.
Sorry, Deb.
You did well, Deb.
Good job. Lads win. Playing. Congratulations, yeah. Brett. All yours, bro.
Amazing meat pack from Chops and Hops, a wide range of beer and barbecue packs. Suit your cooking style and budget, delivered to your door, chopsandhops.com.au. But that's coming your way, buddy.
Hey, Meg, tell me, what's the score now?
No, I don't know. I haven't got it written in front of me.
61 to the lads. No. Thank you very much.
50. I don't know what you're talking about.
Still on 58, the lasses. Jeez.
Trailing. Hey, guys, up next.
From the rearview mirror.
COVID has ravaged so many industries. We're going over to the UK next. Did you know there's this massive shortage over there at the moment with lorry drivers, which is big, large truck drivers, especially with like food and drink supplies at the moment? One company has run out of an essential item that they sell. It's a fast food outlet. I'm going to tell you, it's Macca's. Now, imagine you go into Macca's, right, and you ask for a thick shake and they go...
The machine's broken. That's normally what you get.
It breaks your heart, like, when that happens, right? But they've run out of thick shakes over in the UK at McDonald's. People are not happy.
Interesting.
Details next at New FM 616 and New FM
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Freddy and the Blowfish at New FM 623 with the Novos. Over to the UK at the moment, guys. And, of course, just chatting before, you know when you go to Macca's, for example, we'll use that for this story, and they run out of thick shakes. It's so disappointing when you really feel like a Macca's thick shake and they don't have any, because you expect them to have them all the time, right?
Especially if that's the only thing you're going there for as well.
Yeah,
that's the worst feeling in the world.
Over in the UK, COVID and, of course, Brexit have caused a massive shortage of truck drivers at the moment. 100,000.
That's the shortage,
which is massive. It's affecting supply chains right up and down the UK. One industry that's been hit really hard, though, is the fast food industry. Macca's over there have announced this week that the chain has run out of milkshakes in most UK restaurants.
So we're talking about an entire country. It's one thing when your local store runs out, because you can just go, there's probably one 5 minutes away that I can, if I'm really keen for this milkshake, I can drive to. But when it's the entire country, you have people that will be in a panic.
Well, like I said, certain fast food restaurants like Macca's have just like core items that you know you're going to get there without any hassle. So this is quite big. Macca's said, like most retailers, we are currently experiencing some supply chain issues impacting the availability of a small number of products. An important product. Doesn't matter if it's small. bottled drinks and milkshakes are temporarily unavailable in restaurants across England, Scotland and Wales. And, of course, like the company man he is, he says, we apologise for any inconvenience and thank our customers for their continued patience. Also, KFC and Nando have had some outages. So it's like every fast food option available is missing something at the moment.
Missing something major.
If they lost the frozen Coke, I think that'd be
The meltdown moment.
I don't think frozen Cokes would do so well over there.
You're probably right.
Over here, maybe.
That's the equivalent over here if the frozen Coke machines all stopped working.
Have you guys even seen frozen Cokes in other countries? I don't think I have.
I've only ever been to New Zealand, so that's the only place.
America is big on frozen drinks.
Yeah.
In fact, they'll do it bigger and more syrupy.
Like a 2 liter cup.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is that something I should be using to move like petrol in an emergency, or is that a cup? That's the sort of vibe you get.
You think that they would have a backup plan, though, right?
You would think.
I mean, imagine if they ran out of Big Mac sauce. Like, It's really on that level.
It is. Like, that'd be one of their top-selling items, you would think, wouldn't it?
Well, coming into Christmas as well over there, they had a really bad Christmas last year with supplies.
Yeah.
This same issue. They've had no backup plan again this year, and this is going to send the country into meltdown.
Well, it's if terrible. It continues on, that many shortage of truck drivers, other stuff will get impacted. There's no doubt about it. And, well, yeah, a lot of it is because of Brexit.
It's a very serious issue, though. Like, as much as we laugh about Macca's thick shakes.
Yeah.
I've heard reports. I've been reading a lot on social media. I don't know about you guys, but there's a lot of truck drivers out there saying that this could happen here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, truck drivers out of work and just a whole lot of factors.
Well, the border closures.
Well, that's the thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they're talking about because you won't be able to enter different states if you're not, like, not vaccinated. And truck drivers are like, we haven't got priority, so we can't get the vaccine. So then we can't cross the border with all your food.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's the worst time of year to happen.
Got to be super, like, we got to make sure truckies can stay on the road,
basically.
Yeah,
they're taken care of. Yeah.
Well, the UK, get into some water or something. Look after your health for a few months. Imagine the calories saved.
Well, especially in Scotland. They love a thick shake over there and something deep fried.
I love it. Hey, guys, I'm checking in with the newsroom next. And we've got a big announcement before 7 o'clock today. We're doing something pretty special this weekend. We'll tell you more very soon at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
For our next story, we travel internationally to Sweden, which is very exciting. We don't usually do a lot of European stuff, but Sweden.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Sweden?
My dream is to go to Sweden.
That's right. Yeah. I remember you saying this. Did you? You once met a guy from Sweden, right?
Yeah, and Billy.
Very inspiring.
Summer romance in Thailand.
Wow. I mean, that takes
They're
you back.
They're all very attractive, the Swedes.
Yeah. Would you meet up with Billy again, do you think, if you went over there?
I was totally obsessed with Billy. Yeah.
Lovely
guy. He broke my heart.
That turned from so happy to so sad. So quickly. What a U-turn. This next story, though, is fascinating because there's been a number of people who are in jail there, but the prison system in some of these European countries.
Yeah.
It's very liberal, I guess you would say. They're all about, you know, getting people back on track after they do their crimes.
Yeah.
Which is good. But some of the convicted drug dealers that are in jail right now are going to come out of jail very rich.
Ooh.
How does this work?
So
the Swedish government.
The Swedish government has been holding some of their assets that have become very, very valuable since they've been in prison. We're going to get into the details of some of this up next. It is a fascinating story.
All right, details after Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, what other people say at New FM. Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato, what other people say at New FM with the Novos, 6:40. Heading for a top of 19 in the valley today, 16 around the Lake Crevo. And we're talking these Swedish prisoners getting rich.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yeah, this is an interesting story. And I guess it's a sort of a case of, like, boomer bureaucrats not understanding what's going on with cryptocurrencies, right? So essentially what's happened is these prisoners, they were caught for dealing drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had their prison sentence ahead of them.
Yeah.
And they also had some pretty serious fines to pay to cover the costs associated with imprisoning them, etc.
Yeah.
So about $150,000 in fines that they had to cover. Now, part of what the police seized from their assets were some bitcoins. Quite a few, in fact. 33 bitcoin. Which is a lot, right? But this was quite a while ago when they did that. The mistake that they made, though, was they converted the bitcoin into the local currency, the Swedish krona, but they didn't actually sell off the bitcoin because they didn't understand
how it worked.
Yeah. So boomer bureaucrats were like, yeah, we'll just do the conversion and I don't know how to sell these things. How does that work? They didn't really get it, right? So what they've done is essentially they've, you know, got, so, like, instead of selling it off, they just went, oh, they've got this much in cash, we'll take that away from them, they'll have to pay that. But they've actually got to hold on to the Bitcoin, like, keep it in their possession, so the prisoners.
So, like, what, how much is it really worth, 33 Bitcoin? Like, what's the total?
At the moment, Bitcoin is trading for $66,475 each.
So they'll be able to pay off the entirety of their fine with three of the 33 Bitcoin. So they'll have 30 left for themselves, which means each one of these prisoners will walk away with about $1.5 million.
They would have had to buy those really early, right?
They probably did. Like, I think 5 or 6 years ago, it was worth about maybe 1,000, if that.
Yeah, so they were in on it early, probably, in truth, because they were probably using them to trade for their illicit substances they were selling.
Get the money back.
So they...
More.
They're probably... This is probably the most lucrative thing they've ever done, and they haven't had to lift a finger.
Well, because the big thing with crypto is you're meant to hold it. You hold it for as long as you can, and then you, and you sell. They didn't really have a choice because they were in prison. They couldn't sell it, and it's worked in their favour.
So massively.
Have you guys... gotten into cryptocurrency?
I'm not myself, but Meg, you're like a punt on things, don't you?
I do. Well, I only
it's
got
no
into,
secret, right?
I only got into it because I love memes and internet culture and all that kind of stuff, and Dogecoin was a thing.
That's right, yeah.
And a friend of mine, she invested in it, and I'm like, oh, chuck $30 in. And it went up a little bit here and there, so every so often I'll chuck $20 in.
Well, people thought that was going to go nuts.
It did, and then it fell back a couple of months ago, but everything fell back a couple of months ago, and it's starting to...
Builds
to
back
climb
up
again, so I'm hoping to have a Lamborghini very soon.
Nice one. So you've got
to talk though. Is that like the level that you hope that it's?
Oh, God,
well, we
no,
all hope
no.
it gets to that. But what's your realistic expectation?
Like, I haven't got much in there at the moment, but I would love to have like maybe half a house deposit. Or
so
something.
You put in how much to start?
To start?
Or now total? How much you invested total?
Probably $200 over 6 months.
So that 200, you're hoping, say, at the end of the year, is worth like a couple of hundred grand.
Oh, not even that. I'm hoping in a couple of, like, maybe end of next year, 10 grand.
Okay. Like,
that's still pretty great.
That's pretty amazing if you can pull it off.
It's probably not going to happen, but you've got to do your research and all that kind of stuff into the companies you're investing in. The Dogecoin one was just for fun, but you do a bit of research and you can possibly get
Well, good luck, Meg.
Thank you.
It works out.
Hey. Look, if it goes really, really well, I'll buy you a Lamborghini.
If you get millions of dollars, that's very generous, but I will accept it. Thank you.
Grebo won't tell us if he very good, guys. Hey, up next, we have a big announcement to make. So excited for the weekend. We are doing our first like big thing together as a team. Meg, on this team, sometimes we do some pretty random things.
I've noticed that over the last 3 weeks.
We've done a like 30-hour marathon. Which was a bit,
it was
fun, but I think it sent us all over the edge for several weeks after. lots of cool stuff. We're doing a very special thing this weekend. We're having our first new team broadcast together on the weekend. Special edition show. Our details next at New FM. Shake it off for New FM 653 with the Novos. Big announcement, guys, we've got right now. Big announcement, of course. This weekend, you might remember last year we did our isolation house party. Meg, you weren't here for that, but it was so much fun. Basically, what we did is we came in here on the weekend in our own time and did like a big marathon show. It went for about 6 or 7 hours. We live streamed the whole thing. We're bringing it back this Saturday night, 7 hours with us in a room together, Meg.
Yeah, this...
it's a challenge for you.
you'll see how we really are.
Was I notified about this earlier, or did I just miss that email?
I've got the memo for you right now. Okay. Here it is.
Hey, it's Maddie, Meg, and Crevo from the Novos.
And we're inviting you to a massive night in.
We're taking isolation to a whole new level. Bringing back our ISO house party this Saturday night.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, we've got all your shout-outs and requests, plus we'll check in to see how you're doing, what you're wearing, what snacks you've got lined up, and most importantly, what's on your playlist.
Everyone who gets to air on the night scores dinner with pizza, garlic bread and drink, all thanks to Domino's.
COVID is serious, but I think we can have some serious fun at home too.
The Novos ISO House Party. Live from Party HQ, straight to your lounge room this Saturday night from 6 p.m.
on 105.3 New FM.
Order your Domino's pizza now at dominoes.com.au. Bring it in.
Yeah, big thank you to Domino's. Every person that gets to air on the weekend, we're kicking off the show from 6 p.m. Saturday, gets dinner, all thanks to Domino's, sent to your house. So good.
Sounds perfect, pretty good. Right?
This is going to be great. Like we said, we're taking song requests. We're live streaming the whole thing on Facebook.
Having a chat.
It's going to be great. Very rarely does a radio station open the music up to song requests.
No.
Like, it's almost taboo in radio these days.
Yeah, but for we've convinced them. We just said, we got to do it. This took about a week to get this over the line, so take advantage.
So if there's a song you haven't heard in ages, yeah, start thinking now. Get a list together of the songs you want to request and call us on Saturday night.
Great idea.
Night radio is really fun.
Yeah.
Because you can get a little bit loose.
Yeah.
And the people that call up, maybe a couple of lemonades in.
Yep. They're already starting to relax into the evening, especially once you hit about 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
And especially because you can't go to the club right now.
That's right.
This is what we're doing.
So hang with us. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for this.
Good stuff, guys. Saturday, 6 p.m, put it in your diaries. Checking in with the newsroom next at New FM.
The Novos. When you wake up on New FM. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
We were talking yesterday about couples who obviously staying at home a lot more together at the moment. And then there's the couples who go to work together as well. Could you imagine the fights that would be going on at home if you're seeing your partner at work? And
I couldn't do it. I don't know about you guys.
No.
It would be insane.
It would. I spend time with Josh at home at the moment, and that's enough.
And you don't work together as well.
We don't
imagine
work together,
that.
And but I just couldn't do it.
Well,
no way.
I have a friend, right? This only happened like a few months ago. Hooked up with her boss at work,
the smartest
personal
thing to
do. Trainer.
I
he's got a good rig.
Hey?
I can see the appeal. Hooked up. It's so awkward now. She wants to leave.
Really?
Yeah, she wants to leave the job because it's just like once you rip that Band-Aid off, I feel like it's very hard to, you know, go back to normal.
Yeah, because you're looking at them in a certain way.
Absolutely.
You can't unsee what you've seen.
And how do you be a boss to that person as well?
Yeah.
Like, it becomes very awkward.
Well, it just creates a whole lot of, I guess, awkwardness in the workplace. And as well, favoritism, I believe. I don't think you can avoid the favoritism that's created after something like that.
Even a bit of jealousy as well. Like, imagine if that all happened and then you started seeing someone else and they're not happy about that. And they're like, oh, well, I'll stop
HR
giving you.
Disaster.
Yeah, not HR disaster. But there are couples who go to work together every day, which I find a bit strange.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen.
Yeah.
I guess that's what we're looking for up next on 13 10 09. Can it ever work out with a workmate? I'm going to say very, very difficult and rare because it's just so, like, long term, yeah, maybe a hookup might happen and that, like, works for a while, but long term, I think that's the rare one.
On the other side of the coin here, you know what? Love is love. And if you find the love of your life in your boss, then who are we to tell you that it's wrong?
It's not going to work.
I think, you know what, just go for it. People just need to have, I guess, mature conversations. It does create awkwardness, I agree, but
not worth
you can move
it.
Past that, you know.
All right, these are the two sides of the coin, I guess. Are you team Maddie and just give it a go and it'll be right? Or are you team Crevo and this is not a good idea?
All right, we'll take your calls next at New FM. Birthday Lotto coming up before 8 o'clock today with 850 plus. Mel Schilling, maths expert, answering all your relationship questions today, which is pretty cool. If you want to ask her 1-13-09, you can get in touch with us as well or hit us up on Facebook. It's New FM. Good morning. It's 6 degrees at Warners Bay Esplanade right now. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novo 7:10 right now. You ain't
Yeah, we're asking on 13 10 09, can you make the relationship work in the workplace? We heard a horror story from one of Matt's friends. I can't get over the fact that she's ready to quit.
Personal trainers. I mean, look, They're all so beautiful.
Are you saying that they have a reputation like for any like a certain kind of situation?
I didn't say that. What I'm saying though is when you work with, you know, beautiful, good looking people all day, every day, you go out for drinks, I can see how it happens.
Yeah. Mm.
They're all taking, you know, not drinking much because they need to watch their weight, et cetera.
Vodka soda water with a tiny little wedge of lime.
With a twist. a twist of lime.
But you're saying, Matty, just give it a go.
Look.
If you think it could work, give it a go.
My head says, don't do this. Like, it's pretty awkward. But, I mean, if you like the person, you just need to make it work, right? Yeah. I always think if you're into somebody, love comes around so fleetingly,
yeah,
you know?
True.
You need to grab onto it when it shows its head.
Even if you're going to see it every day at work.
Yeah, I don't think that can really work out in the long term.
I guess as well. Like, are they like, you know, having adult cuddles in the workplace as well?
What do you mean behind the...
There's that temptation as well.
Behind the stair machine.
That'd get pretty boring, I guess, after a while.
Yeah.
You're seeing them all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, true. Taking your calls right now, going to Emmy. Hey, Emmy, how are you?
Good morning, Novos. How are you?
Hey, going well. Emmy, tell us about your story. Has this happened to you?
So I've actually been with my husband, well, now husband, for 7 years.
Yeah.
We met at Woolies Mayfield. We both worked there at the time. I'd never seen him before. He happened to be really mowing up an aisle with a big pallet full of Pepsi Max cans.
Ooh, look at that.
And I happened to shoot him a little smile because I thought, oh, he's a bit, you know, all right looking. And as I did, he smiled back and ran into the side of the aisle and they went everywhere.
So it was quite
an explosive meeting.
I can imagine, yeah, all the cans breaking open and the fizzy drinks spurting out.
It was exactly like that. And then I think it was about maybe a week later, I caught his eye as he walked out the front door and I said, oh, do you want to catch up for a coffee soon? And he shook his hands like the Wiggles and was like, yeah, that'd be great. And
jazz then hands.
Took off the road, across the road. And I was like, oh, that's a bit strange. And then he said to me, like, all, you know, later.
Yeah.
And enlightened me with the fact that his dad had said to him, oh, what's been happening, mate? And he said, you saw the most exciting thing that's happened to me lately. And his dad said, well, get back over there and get a number, you idiot.
Oh, that's so sweet. Tell me, how did you guys go in the workplace together? Like, did you guys continue to both work at Woolies for a while after you hooked up?
Yeah, so we've been working, I've been at Woolies for 8 years.
Yeah.
Steve's been there for 13. We've been together there for 7 years. We were very open about our relationship from the start. Everyone's super supportive and we're like the Woolies couple.
That's so cool.
So cute.
Well, in the early days, were there ever any secret codes like number 69 to the deli counter, please, or any of that sort of gear?
I probably used the PA a few times, Steve into the front desk, please. And everyone kind of said, can you call Long Life? Because we've got a better chance of getting that product. You can call him down the front.
I need to go check out the refrigeration room, see if we've got any more chorizo left in the back.
You know, hey, Emmy, you know how you guys have that robot now? It must make it really awkward if you want to sneak around for a cheeky kiss or whatever. Like has the robot ruined any moments for you?
Maisie the robot. Oh, no, she's just really awkward and scares a lot of customers away. You know?
She's
scaring me.
Now you're just saying
great
stuff.
Great story. Made it work. How cool.
That's
thanks
amazing.
Call, Emmy.
Congratulations.
See, it does work in the workplace, guys.
Woolworths, you Mayfield.
Skeptics?
It's a magical place.
It's where you can find love.
Oh, I tell you what is magical, this video going viral from our rogue independent local councillor, Alan Robinson. If you haven't seen the Zoom video going viral on Instagram, Matt, you have to have a look. It is.
You showed me this morning.
So basically, they were starting their like weekly meeting or whatever they do. Anyway, long story short, the live streaming had kicked off, but Alan was just preparing to eat dinner. The other councillors were so shocked. Look, I thought it was endearing, but, you know, local politics is fascinating, fascinating industry.
It's made me want to watch more of these council meetings. That is how good this audio is. We're going to get into it in a minute.
Yeah, we'll play it in 7:15 at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos, now.
Newcastle's 105.3, New FM.
Rita Ora, your song at New FM 7:22 with the Novos at New FM. Guys, we're talking, and I can't believe it right now, probably the best local story to come out of Newcastle in a long time. Yeah, the date was Tuesday, the 24th of August, the ordinary council meeting via Zoom. Of course, we're all at home at the moment. Rogue independent councillor Alan Robinson has gone viral for what I can only describe as the best piece of audio you will ever hear. So here's a bunch of, like, professional suits, a couple of the Newcastle council backdrop, and, like, here's Councillor Robinson chowing down on some salmon, looking slightly off camera.
Normally these meetings very loud would largely be how much money we're going to spend on this park or something like that, I'd imagine.
So, look, to give you some context, this particular councillor is very forward with his opinions.
Yeah.
It's gotten him in quite a lot of trouble over the years. Listen to this audio and, like, tell us what you think. Take a listen.
Hello to you, Shell, because this is about to start. Shell's cooking tea tonight. What have I got tonight, Shell?
Salmon.
Salmon. You little beauty. Whatever she serves up, I'll serve up in return, Jeremy.
Just Robbo, I think we are live streaming at the moment. So, you're speaking to the masses.
You'll be able to see my wife's beautiful salmon here in a minute. And, I didn't marry her for a look, so it was for a second.
And also appears very concerned
just
about the
stop
conditions.
Stop bitching and get on with it.
He sounds like the elderly uncle who's never used Zoom before and has to document everything
also,
that's happening.
He's that guy that chews with his mouth wide open. It is wide open. They must hate him.
I didn't marry her for a look.
Oh, it's terrible.
Come on, mate.
The Parks and Rec music is just so perfect. Man, I can't believe it. He's over nearly 70,000 people have watched this overnight on Instagram. It's fantastic. Local councils, man, I tell you what, they are just incredible. The stuff that must come out of local councils, man, you could make a TV, like an actual reality show on it.
I feel like now that they're all on Zoom, there's actually a comedy goldmine to be tapped in watching these meetings from other places around the country. Surely this isn't the only one where, like, random things are happening.
Well, it's been said that Councillor Robinson has had some, colourful things to say about his colleagues at the council, so they have encouraged him to maybe move on to other things.
Will that be happening?
I don't know. I don't know. All I can say is I want to taste his wife's salmon, who's apparently really good.
Sounds amazing.
Didn't marry her for her looks, apparently. The food must be really good. Terrible stuff. You can't say that.
not on a live terrible. Stream.
Not in any situation.
No, like, but then again, how many people are watching this? Well, and normally, he decides to say, yeah.
I guess normally there'd be hardly anyone. Maybe no one would watch these kind of things normally.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're watching one of these, you'd be like 65 plus. Local homeowner, you know, cares about what day the bins get picked up. Well, very few, you're right.
Very limited audience normally, but obviously the person who watched that day was young enough to do screen capture.
That's true.
Oh, I love it, guys. Hey, checking in with the newsroom next at New FM 7:26.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Lovely morning out there today, a bit chilly. It's currently 9 degrees on the coast. It's time for What's the Goss?
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
One more celebrity dead!
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
He's the king of quick...
King of what? Man, you don't want that title, let me tell you
that. The king of quick tips and gossip hits is what I was going for and suddenly got a mind blank. But you're going to tell us all about what Yeezy's up to. What's happening?
Oh, my God, you're talking quick, you're talking blanks, all in the same sentence, not when it matters.
Too much. Grievo, wow.
Let's talk Kanye West before we get too filthy. So he has signed, launched a legal petition. He's just given it to the courts. He's trying to get a judge to allow him to ditch his first name, middle name, last name. He just wants to go by Yee.
Oh, my God. Come on. Like, what? Why is he doing that? What is his possible reasoning?
He's losing his mind, obviously. He's just lived like a whole half a year in a stadium dressed in a balaclava. Now he's trying to ditch his names. I think he's gone through a bit of stuff now that Kim Kardashian's not around. Like, I think she kept him together quite a bit.
Now, we know he wants to run for president soon. It's going to be President Yee. Is this what
President
it's going to be?
Yee.
President Yee.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think he's ever going to get to the ballot box. I mean, who's
going
to vote?
Oh, we said that about Donald Trump, and look what happened.
Well, that's so true. I mean, he could have the, like, the saying, ye we can, perhaps. That could go quite well.
Yeah, I like that, actually. Grievo, you have really just shown that you should be a political advisor. Maybe you can head over to the States. You're a citizen, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Ye we can!
We'll do the whole thing from a stadium instead of the White House.
You can use Barack Obama's old marketing material and just cross out the S.
Just have heaps of people with, like, whiteout pens just working over all the stickers and banners and stuff. It'd be perfect.
Oh, I love that. But, hey, look, controversy at the moment following the whole family. You know, Travis Scott, Kylie Jenner, you heard that she's pregnant, right?
No, is she really?
Yeah, pregnant again, so she's having baby number two. This time she hasn't hidden it like she hid her first one, which is still fascinating to me that someone of the level of Kylie Jenner can hide a pregnancy for that long. I mean, I can't even get Uber Eats and then lie about it to my partner more than five times in a week. You know what I mean? She hid a whole baby from the world. Anyway, so her baby that she's already got, Stormy, it was her birthday the other day. What do you reckon you'd get, like, a four-year-old kid for their birthday?
Oh, her, a Mercedes?
Well, look, Roxy Jacenko...
got the Merc, wasn't it?
Got the Merc for her kid. I'm going to say a Lambo.
I'm going to say private jet, because they're nothing less useful for a four-year-old.
People are kind of trolling her online now because she's put out a tweet and a photo of what she got Stormy, all right? Let me read the tweet. All Stormy's been talking about is being a normal person and riding a big yellow bus. So, Daddy surprised her. They brought her a school bus to be able to find out what it's like.
Oh, please.
Talk about ridiculous. I mean, what are they thinking?
It's just a richy rich kind of scenario here.
Send the kid to school on a bus. How about that? Costs you nothing.
They're calling it Stormy's middle-class present. But, hey, if Kylie Jenner's doing it, dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a school bus, please.
You know what? Travis Scott picks that up, very quickly turns into the magic school bus.
Just saying. Also, you know,
what's
when...
What's that weird smoke coming out? It's not the exhaust.
Why does everything look so colourful? That's a great question. But it does make you think, you know, when you're a kid, sometimes you regret things. Like, you go, why did I do that? That kid will be thinking, what if I could have asked for anything on the planet and it would have been delivered and I asked for a bus, the most useless thing you could possibly get.
Yeah, I love this tweet. Obsessed with the thought that Travis Scott paid an absurd amount of money to rent a raggedy old public school bus for Stormy to make fake childhood memories so she doesn't miss out.
And the poor school children who probably had to walk to school so she could
that day.
Oh, for sure. Jackson, thank you. Keep safe in lockdown. I'll chat to you tomorrow, guys. Checking in with the newsroom next, right here at New FM. It's 8:31. Good morning.
This is the Novos.
New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Most people are doing the right thing at the moment with the whole COVID situation. It's not perfect for everyone. Everyone's suffering in some way, shape or form.
Yeah.
I say most people. There are a couple of people out there who I'm dubbing the COVID mega Muppets. These are the people that are just being real idiots and stuffing things up for a lot of people.
Give us an example of how you can become a COVID mega Muppet.
I think it's mostly about endangering a whole bunch of people because you don't believe in the whole situation.
Yeah, right.
That's probably one of the main criteria. I'm mostly going to talk about people as well that... Look, I'm going to say that there's a lighter side to the story. Like, they're just idiots, basically. And I'm really going to name and shame next. Some of the COVID mega Muppets that are making news at the moment.
It's a guide to what not to do.
Exactly right. Perfect way of putting it.
We'll do it after Tom Grennan. This is Little Bit of Love at New FM. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. 19 degrees the top in the valley today, guys.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spread.
Yeah, and this is where I'm doing the COVID mega Muppets. This is essentially people or things that are being the dumbest in this whole situation. Most people are doing the right thing. Some people causing absolute chaos for no good reason. We start our list this morning in Sydney, where Marvin Osagie, who is a preacher, or a pastor rather, at a Sydney church, has basically scored him and his closest following $35,000 in fines when they decided to have a sermon.
This has been all over the news. Yeah. They did a whole setup. Lights, cameras, singing without masks on.
Dancing. The whole thing.
Full on.
They basically went, what are we not allowed to do here? Let's just see how many of these we can tick off in one short sermon and service. Like, how ridiculous. He even admitted to committing an illegal wedding.
Oh, no.
Like, come on, guy.
He just clearly doesn't care.
No, not at all. He said, and this is a quote from him, in the name of Jesus, we refuse every lockdown in our cities. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray, he told the congregation. Come on. He also said, we declare the lockdowns are over. The lockdowns are over in the cities of New South Wales. My friend,
so bad.
You are wrong.
This church is in a suburb called Blacktown, And Blacktown is literally COVID central at the moment.
It is.
It's got the most cases each day, like that LGA.
That area. Crazy. Very, very serious situation. So here's scoring my coveted golden
the
Muppet.
The golden Muppet.
The golden Muppet.
Are we going to do this Muppet of the Week or something?
Look, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm developing things behind the scenes. I'm talking to a trophy company and stuff, but
there is a sad thing because there seems to be something that comes out every single week of a COVID mega Muppet.
Oh, absolutely. He's
multiple this week, I'm assuming.
Well, he's my favourite, and I'm just going to do one more honourable mention.
The silver Muppet goes to
the state of Florida. Over in the States. Because certain people in and amongst the government in the state of Florida right now are trying to introduce a situation where the state prohibits schools from mandating masks.
Oh, that's so dumb. Americans have such resistance to wearing a mask. I get it, they're uncomfortable, but I see it as like one of the, you know, less impactful things that we do to keep safe.
If that's all you got to do, just do it. Like, how hard is it?
I think it's a thing of, I don't want to be told what to do. That is a big thing over there. And even though it is something so simple...
Like to go to, because you can imagine at some point in the future, there's some future outbreak with new variant or whatever. And they're now saying that the schools are not allowed to mandate the masks. Like, how ridiculous. Congratulations, the state of Florida. You're receiving the silver mega Muppet.
You're right, though, Meg. You hit the nail on the head. It's Americans don't like being told what to do. They don't use logic or, like, proper thought processes. It's just, you tell me what to do, I'm not doing it.
Even if it's for your own safety.
Yeah.
Just...
They remind me of, like, the kid in class who, when you tell them not to do something, that's all they want to do.
Yeah.
Just like, there's always one kid in every school classroom that does that sort of thing.
Can we do the honourable bronze mention to the guy that abused all the staff here at the chemist getting his vaccine?
He takes
the
out...
The bronze Muppet.
The bronze Mega Muppet. And that is a wrap on this week's COVID Mega Muppets. We'll do a new series. You can do nominations any time. Send us a message on Instagram.
I love that. I'll publicly take all. Publicly voted.
Yeah, exactly. Or publicly nominated at least.
I think Crevo's the adjudicator on that, though. Who gets the gold, silver, and bronze?
Yeah, I'm happy to take that.
Yeah.
Take that heavy burden upon my shoulders.
Hey, Meg, birthday lotto is up next. 8:50 today.
Yeah, what month are we looking for, Chris?
I have just spun the wheel, and it has come up as May.
May, awesome. So if you're born in May, hit us up 13109. We'll do birthday lotto next for $850.
New FM. Novo's New FM.
New FM.
Sunny today. Beautiful morning, in fact. Heading for a top of 20 on the coast. It's 9 at Wickham right now. It's time for birthday lotto.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
We've had some close calls this week giving away this cash, but it hasn't gone off, so that just means it keeps getting higher and higher. $850 for a baby born in May.
I've got this sound ready. I've been hovering over it all week.
We're hoping to give that money away if we can. It's time to meet our contestant now, though. His name is Jeff. He's a retired painter. He did it from the age of 12, and he worked as a painter for 56 years.
Whoa.
Are we living in 1750 in England? Like, how do you start work at the age of 12?
Oh, you didn't have much choice, mate.
Yeah, right. So you just, like, quit school and started painting stuff?
No, you still went to school at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Did it, like, as an apprenticeship on the side kind of thing?
Sort of pre-apprenticeship.
A pre-apprenticeship. not
so
even
cool.
Who are you just opening the paint tins at that point or something?
They were bigger tins then as well. They were gallons.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Jeff.
And not litres.
Do you have really calloused hands?
What?
Like really, calloused.
No.
A lot of painters have rough hands, especially if you've been on the tools for years and years and decades in your case.
Oh, it depends on how you look after yourself.
Jeff takes care of himself.
He's got a nice, like...
Solvol at the end of the day on Jeff's hands.
Hand moisturising routine.
Oh, let's do this, Jeff. I hope you win the money, man. Here we go.
Fingers crossed. How is it out at Tanilba Bay this morning?
At the moment, a little bit cool, but the sun's coming out and it looks like it's going to be a nice day today.
Good stuff.
Beautiful. Well, hopefully it's going to be an even better day with $850. Were you born on the 17th of May?
No.
Oh,
no, you missed it. You missed
my fault. Oh,
it is, Meg. It is your fault. Even Jeff blames
you. Yeah, that's all right. I can take it.
Hey, Jeff, did you drink?
I'm not going to tell you when, because if I get it back on next time.
Oh, cool. good.
Smart man.
Do you like wine, Jeff?
A little bit here and there.
We'll send you some wine. Hold the line for us, man. Thank you very much. Guys, up next, we are chatting to maths expert Mel Schilling, which is so exciting. So she gets on the show. She's a psychologist. She's a dating coach. Very talented at what she does. She's actually now featuring in maths in the UK as well. So she's making bank at the moment. But basically, she's calling up next to the show. If you want to ask her a question, anything about your relationship, I know it's tough at the moment. Being locked down with your partners. So if you have any questions, maybe you want some advice from Mel, give us a call now, 131009.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Relationships have their ups and downs, right? I'm lucky in a sense because I'm single. I like my alone time. And, of course, we're going on 4 weeks in lockdown stuck at home with our partners mostly at the moment. You guys seem to be okay at the moment. Has anything changed in the last couple of days? Is it getting too much?
So far, so good. So luckily, like I've said, we've got this like spare room that we've converted into Emmy's office. So she's able to just shut the door, put the music on, focus and do her job sort of like it is her office sort of thing. You're in a bit more trouble, right,
Meg?
We're
in the complete opposite situation of a small house. He's working from home. So when I get home after here, I can't really make much noise because,
That sucks.
Well, it's so easy to get frustrated with your other half. Of course, you know, the first person you see most days, you're stuck in close quarters with them. A lot of fights and arguments happening. We've actually got Mel Schilling on next, who is one of the three experts on Married at First Sight. She's very talented. She's a relationship coach and a psychologist. We've got her on next. If you have a question for her, 131009, we're just going to chat about, like, how to keep things fresh in your relationship, being stuck together, you know, all the time, because it is tough.
Because everyone you might ask is in the same exact situation you are right now in Newcastle. She's not in Newey, I assume?
No.
Well, there you go. She might have a different perspective.
And the other thing is, like, she, I would say, comes from, like, the more serious part of maths. Like, you know, when they're really getting down to the nuts and bolts of real relationship questions, she's the one actually giving the real answers.
Yeah, 100%.
So this is perfect. If you've got any questions or want some help, this is a great opportunity.
All right, we'll do it next to New FM after Pink. All I Know So Far, New FM. Good morning. Will be with you to the world. Pink, All I Know So Far. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Guys, very exciting. Mel Schilling is joining us on the phone right now. Of course, she's one of the coaches on maths and a very good psychologist, dating coach, answering your questions.
The Novos.
Here she is, Mel Schilling. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm really well. How are you all doing?
Yeah, look, going well, you know, like I said off air. We've been in lockdown pushing a month now, so, you know.
It's tough. I'm in hotel quarantine myself, so I can relate.
What's the food been like? That's the number one thing that I think about when I hear people in lockdown.
I know. I have to say, I can't complain. I've got fresh air, a balcony, and the food's not bad.
So you're living in a pretty good situation then. Still sucks, though, to be locked in a hotel room, though, right?
Still a bit like jail.
How much longer of our quarantine have you got left?
I've lost track of time, but I think today is about 9 or 10. Ooh. So I'm getting close.
You're on the home stretch.
I am.
Absolutely.
Of course, the whole world is basically in lockdown at the moment, Mel. And of course, a lot of us are spending so much more time with our partners at home. Before we get into your questions, what's your general advice for couples that, you know, are living in such close quarters with each other every day? How do you not rip each other's heads off?
I know, right? My number one piece of advice for couples is to create space, create boundaries. You know, even if you're in a one-bedroom apartment, you've got to find a way to make space for yourself separate from your partner. Even if that means saying to them, okay, for the next hour, I'm going to be in the bedroom, no interruptions, this is my time, my space, basically leave me alone.
Do you think maybe you're saying, like, say it's a one-bedroom or something, could you do it like they do when they're setting up a stage performance and they get, like, the gaffer tape and mark out lines? Like, you can't cross this area. This is my area.
Whatever it takes.
So good. Mel, we're meeting Jenny Craig right now. She's got a question for you. Jenny, good morning. How are you? You're live with Mel.
Good morning, Groovers. Good morning, Mel. Welcome.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey, what's your question for Mel, Jenny?
You know what? Mine's a little bit cheeky, so I'll keep it family friendly. Is it really bad to have too much relations in lockdown? It's been amazing.
Great
too
question.
I thought so too, actually.
Jenny, couple of qualifying questions here. Are we talking about with the same person or different people?
Oh, no, same person, please.
What?
I just got engaged recently, sure why so it's been amazing, a question.
Yeah, Jenny, please, come on. Who's complaining about that?
I'm like not, but is it dangerous? Time. That's what I'm saying.
Is it dangerous?
Well, I guess...
Normal, is it?
Yeah.
I guess, is that what you're getting at?
I guess you'll lose the spark. Like, is it a possibility that you get a bit bored?
There's no loss of spark in this one, I can tell you now.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, well, I think we've answered that one from Jenny Craig. Smell.
That was a bit unexpected. Yeah. Let's switch things up and go to Shay from Newcastle. What is your question, Shay, for Mel?
Hi, Mel. Thanks for speaking with me.
Hi, Shay.
I've been with my partner for over 3 years, and basically... So far, he hasn't met my family. Mm-hmm. And now that we're in lockdown, I'm kind of finding myself wondering, you know, when's it going to happen? And at what point do I have a conversation with him about planning things after lockdown, about making it happen, or what's the best way to go about it?
Why would you say he hasn't met your family yet?
Oh, look, at the start, it just said... At the start, it was like a timing thing. Nothing ever lined up. And then it just never happened. And then it just didn't happen.
Okay. Have you made attempts to introduce him to your family that haven't worked out?
Sorry, what was that?
Have you made attempts to introduce him to your family that haven't worked out?
Oh, there's been a few times.
Okay. And how did he respond?
This is obviously tough for you, Shay. So he obviously didn't respond too well to the meeting.
Or the attempt at meeting.
Yeah, at the start it was kind of like, oh yeah, and then it's just kind of been like, no.
Okay. I think, Shay, if I was you, I'd be asking some questions about your levels of commitment to this relationship and whether the two of you are at the same place.
I feel like we are within us, like we're at with each other. It's just that this seems to be a hurdle that we're not on the same page with.
Is your family important to you?
Yes.
Yep.
That's kind of an important thing, right, Mel? I mean, like, it's not something you can really put on the back burner and ignore, right?
Well, I guess everybody has a different relationship with their family, you know. Some people are estranged from their families, but for someone like Shay, who is clearly close to her family and holds them as, you know, a very important part of her life, not having a partner integrated into that family can create issues. And it sounds like, Shay, for you, this is causing some conflict and some stress for you.
Yeah.
What would you suggest, Mel, that Shay do? Or is there some way that she can take action around this to try and improve the situation?
It sounds like there's some unspoken truths happening in this relationship, Shay. I just wonder if it's time for a really honest conversation with your partner about, you know, the importance of your family and how important this relationship is to you, and that you'd love both to coexist harmoniously and you know, to sort of ask your partner if he has intentions of getting to know your family, because it sounds like it's a deal breaker for you.
It could, I don't know. It's hard.
You obviously love him, Shay, which, you know, is so important, but, you know, man, if family's so important to you, you need to look out for your own interests as well.
Absolutely, and you've got to, it seems like you've got to have this conversation, as hard as it might be, if you're going to want to resolve this. I think it's just got to happen by the sounds of it.
Hey, I hope that helped, Shay. Mel, oh man, a lot of emotions are heightened at the moment in lockdown as well, right? It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Very, very difficult. Big thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Mel. And to
Shay for, you know, sharing that situation, which is obviously really hard.
The website, melanieschilling.com. Congrats on, of course, maths, and you're just back from the UK doing that version. Good stuff, Mel. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Coming up next is, of course, What's the Goss with producer Jackson. Let's chat to him right now. Jackson, hello. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning indeed. What's on the way?
So Kanye West, back in my What's the Goss bulletin, he's making a big change. Also, too, Kylie Jenner's being roasted online. I've got the fascinating reason why for you.
I love a good Kardashian slash Kanye story, all in the one sort of bulletin. This is going to be great.
Yeah, it's on the way next at New FM 8:19. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
I've been an auntie for 21 years.
Wow.
I'm only 32, and I've been an auntie for 21 years. And do you think I've learned anything in that time?
Not a thing.
Absolutely.
By the way, you're shaking your head. No,
absolutely nothing.
Are you the cool auntie?
I'd like to. I take my nieces to gigs and I try and do all the fun stuff that, like, my mum did with me when I was a kid.
You're the cool auntie.
Yeah, because I don't have kids. I can go and do all the fun stuff. And I love going to concerts and all that kind of stuff. So, but the thing is, like, I haven't learned anything. There's 8 of them. I'm an auntie of 7 girls and 1 boy. And they keep asking questions that I really don't know how to answer. Like, what kind of questions were you asking your parents that they just, they fumbled over when you were kids?
Oh, I mean, why are you and daddy going in the room all the time?
Yeah.
Like,
stuff relationship like, stuff, those sort of things, difficult life questions.
And I don't want to overstep the mark as well because I'm not their mum, I'm not their dad, so I don't know how to approach these kind of questions.
Are you sure your siblings aren't just saying, ask Auntie Meg?
So they can get out of the awkward conversation. Yes. Maybe that is the case, but I do need your help. So if you are an expert of, like, answering these kind of questions in the best possible way, I need your help. 131009.
Oh, awesome. We'll do it after Salt and Pepper. This is a really fitting song for what we're talking about. Vinderella. Let's talk about sex at New FM. 8:41. Good morning. Salt and Pepper at New FM with the Novos, 8:45, guys.
Yeah, I need a bit of help. Getting asked a couple of questions from my nieces, and I have absolutely zero idea how to answer any of them appropriately. Like, I'm a bit unconventional. I probably would give them horrible advice, so I'm leaving it up to you guys.
Parents tend to do this a lot. If there's a cool auntie such as yourself, Meg, they tend to push these awkward things that they don't want to deal with onto the aunt.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's even more awkward over Zoom at the moment as well, because it's not in person. It's over Zoom.
It makes it difficult, doesn't it?
There's a real skill in being able to explain difficult questions from kids in a way that they understand and that isn't going to, like, corrupt their mind.
And I don't deal with kids on a regular basis. This is only, like, birthday parties and random little visits here and there.
Yeah.
I don't have kids in my life on the regular, so it's very hard for me to work out exactly what to say.
Well, of course, you've recorded their questions.
Yes.
So we're going to 131009 ask for your help to answer these questions. Going to Katie first. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got a hot tip for Meg.
Yeah.
None of us know what we're bloody doing. We all, like, trial, mostly error. That's what parenting is, 100%.
Okay, cool. I'll take that on board.
Use a bloody filter that distracts them for a bit and you might be able to get away with it.
I like this.
Just do some dancing, like with the rabbit ears or something.
Yes.
That'll be totally forget about the really difficult question.
I am taking notes, Katie. Thank you.
Now, Katie, you do have a young daughter yourself, yeah? How old is she?
She's almost 7, so she's very inquisitive, and being around adults most of the time, there's a lot of dodging of questions, a lot. So, yeah.
Well, we've got one here. What's your niece's name, Meg?
There's 2 different ones asking questions. So this is probably from, I think, Alicia.
Alicia, let's hear it.
Where do babies come from?
The big question, Katie. Where do babies come from? Please tell us.
So you need to be age appropriate here. Like, if they're of an age where it's ready to be had a chat about, maybe look for a book that can help support you. Get them to read it. Ask them if they have specific questions, if you want to elaborate on that.
Okay.
And that's what I would do personally. But if they're too young, distraction is key. Say, look, that's a question we can probably talk about when you're older and can understand a bit more.
Okay,
and
Katie.
What about breakfast tomorrow? What are we going to have?
You deflect it.
Let's pretend Katie is the little girl here. So, like, how would you say it? Let's play this question one more time.
Yeah. Okay.
Where do babies come from?
See, I would lie. That's my first instinct, is to lie. I'd bring out the stork story.
Well, there's...
Is that not... Is that the thing to do? I don't know.
You can, as an aunt,
Yeah.
Well, then just push it back on your on the parent. It's like, you can speak to the manager.
Talk to your mother.
That sort of thing.
Take it up with the manager. I love that approach. All right, it's next. Time to meet our next parental advisor. This is Sandy. How are you this morning?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Morning.
Hello, indeed.
Morning.
Now, Meg has received this question up next, which we'll get your help on. Here's the question from one of Meg's nieces.
Why does Uncle Paul have a boyfriend and not a girlfriend?
So, when it comes to kids, turn the question back to them. Why do you think it's his boyfriend?
Ah.
How do you know that?
That's clever. I like that. So if they just responded with, oh, they share a house together or something like that rather than, you know, one of my...
You don't have to explain that. Same with the sex question. Where do babies come from? Where do you think they come from? That's going to give you an indication of what they know.
What
so you're not telling them too much.
Great advice.
Beautiful.
That's so clever. And the other good thing about that is it fits in with kids of that age, their, like, MO, because when you're that age, all you do is ask questions. So if parents ask questions back to you, you just go, oh, that's what everyone does, just ask heaps of questions and never give answers.
Yeah, just keep throwing it back at them.
In a way, though, isn't that kind of counterproductive? Don't you want to give them some sort of inkling of understanding with these big questions?
Yeah.
Not unless you've got permission from their parents. Like, as an aunt, you probably want to tread lightly. Like, you know, as a parent, I'd like to be the one to tell my kids this is how
these
things
work. Yeah.
Good call.
You know?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's really good advice, turning the question back. Time for parental advisor number three.
Jody, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Jody. Do you have kids yourself?
Mine are all grown up, darling.
So you've seen it all, you've heard it all. All right, let's get into the question, difficult question number three.
Where did Grandma go?
Where did Nana go?
Yeah.
Where's Nana gone?
Yeah, well, you could either say, look, she got sick of you and run away. Or you could be really nice and say, tonight in the star house we'll see her and she'll be looking down on us now, darling.
Oh, beauty. I like that. That's really
cute. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Because you don't want to go to the darker side of the story, really.
No. Okay. Well, you could always say, like my mum used to say, I don't know. She didn't want to answer something. She'd go, I don't know.
Hey, Jody, do you think you can use the same advice for, like, where did Oscar the cat or Fido the dog go? Like, same advice?
Yeah, ran away.
Ran away. Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. On tour.
Oh, great.
Ran on tour. That's brilliant.
Fido plays the guitar in his spare time.
Thank you for all the advice. It's been very helpful. A lot of it is deflect, I've noticed.
Thanks, Jody. But,
it seems to be that way.
You know what? Now I would just know to deflect it. And,
maybe use a filter.
Maybe use a filter.
You know what? Sandy is right, though. The parents should be really the ones to answer the big the big questions, right?
Yeah. If they get put on you, deflect and use a filter is reasonable. That's what I'll be doing.
Our birthday lotto is up next, worth $850. Crevo, what month are we looking for?
That's right. This is your chance at winning the cash. Very, very simple. All you need to do to have a go at this is be born in the month of December right now.
Okay, taking your calls after this at New FM 1310.
Oh, no? Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Tones and I, so talented, also very rich.
Very.
Cloudy day, fresh from her right now at New FM. A birthday lotto right now.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Our goal, to give away as much cash as possible to as many people as possible. All you need to do is be born for a shot at this. $850, the jackpot is sitting out right now, right?
So easy. We're going to Nadine from Weston. Used to work at Stockton Hospital, but you retired in October last year. Living your best life now. Right, Nadine?
Yes, living the dream.
What are you up to in lockdown?
Oh, not very much.
Living the dream, as I said.
Hey, Nadine, how long was your career?
I worked there for 31 years.
Wow. I always, when I hear these stories, people retiring after such a long stint, do you miss it?
I miss the company of all the people. Yeah, yeah.
But apart from that, it's like,
not nah. Hours, absolutely yeah. Not.
Loving the sleep in life.
Oh, good yeah. Stuff. Right, let's do it. Right. 8:50.
All right, we're in December, aren't we? Let's have a look.
Fingers crossed. Oh, my God, I want you to win this.
Okay. Nadine, were you born on the 15th of December?
No, the 19th.
Jeez, so close.
I'm trying so hard.
But so far away.
Hey, thank you so much, Nadine. Enjoy retirement. Lucky, lucky.
Lucky, lucky, so Nadine.
Craver, you... So, Meg, Craver actually wants to retire by the time he's 50.
Okay.
Well, he's 34 now?
33, yeah.
33, okay.
So,
good luck.
Thank you.
On a radio wage, good luck.
I need it.
No, Crevo's on a separate deal with to okay, us, mate. Crevo's yeah. On, like, at least half a million a year.
Oh, I wish, if only.
And that's why we're on so little, because they had to pay him.
We get the crumbs. He's yeah. Got the cake.
If that was really the case, I would have already retired. So, you know that's not true.
Hey, guys, 105 commercial frees. Kicking off in minutes with producer Jackson.
Yeah, thank you. Let's do it. From 9 o'clock, Newcastle's best music ditches the ads. 105 minutes commercial free, sounding like this. So I had a dream that I'd just fly away, away. Tones and I, a woman who just cannot stop buying houses with all of the money that she's got now. No longer a busker, multi-millionaire, and she's got like 11 houses. Fly away. I'm getting a bit soppy with Savage Garden, Truly, Madly, Deeply. And, Patrick of Australians, see ya after 9 o'clock. Together, 105 minutes commercial free.
Oh, my God. Poor old Tones and I, there's two rich jokes in the space of 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, you get the money, that's what happens.
You've got to flaunt it, that's all I'm going to say.
Good on it.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Anything special happening at home?
Nah, just more online shopping, I think.
You are such a sweetheart, Meg, bringing in more cupcakes today.
Oh, my God. I don't have a life. That's the
problem.
Can
we talk about those for a second? Red velvet cupcakes with red velvet Oreos.
They were superb.
On top.
I'm glad.
They're really, really good with my coffee.
My theory is as well, if everyone else starts eating cupcakes, they get bigger, I look thinner. So that's my plan. That's my plan. Hopefully it's working.
It's a strategy.
It's a good strategy.
Who knew?
I've got to pay that.
Well played. It's working.
Enjoy, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya. Bye.